It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
I'm back. Yeah, had a great Thanksgiving. Hope all of you did as well. Got the extra day on Wednesday. Was able to get back home and see a bunch of family and eat a lot of great food. Is not much more you can ask for. So great to be back at it today. Really pumped to be sitting in the chair. Great show lined up. And my goodness, you know, I was from like Monday of last week through like late last night, the amount of sports to watch was incredible. That whole last week had to be one of the best sports watching weeks of my life, of our lives, I would say. Now, albeit the results didn't always turn out the way that I think a lot of us would have hoped. But my goodness, there was always something to watch, this past week. And, we're in that sweet spot in the calendar right now where football is still going on. Basketball has started up. We've got NCAA tournament volleyball going on here soon. We'll talk about that today on the show. So no shortage of things to talk about. And that's usually the case, especially on Mondays here on the show. So, thanks for being here. I am your host, Cole Bear. It is a Monday edition of Cole and Company, and however you are tuned in, you know I appreciate it, and feeling extra thankful for all of you after, of course, experiencing Thanksgiving back home with loved ones. So a shout-out to all of you, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650TheFan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us there on the Zuck Machine. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set, ready to go. And check out the website, not only for that stream, it's also where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content. 1650TheFan.com. Give it a bookmark. You won't regret it. And dial me up if you want to join the show today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show, email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something, someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show, by all means, fire away. Just know I might read your email on the air. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. All right, coming up on the show today, of course, we'll dive into area sports news and scores in the opening segment, as we always do. Plenty to get to in the stack today. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. Of course, we've got Monday Night Football tonight. And as usual, we'll join the game in progress after the Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8. We'll dive into the Indianapolis Colts hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's typically right around the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter, there at 8 o'clock tonight. So you'll get your VSiN Action update, which, of course, you'll get some info on betting tonight's game and much more. We'll also get a forecast in that first break, and we'll come back after we hear from Megan Mulford and be joined in the next segment by John Walters, Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice, will join us. And there's a lot to talk about. And I think you got to start with men's basketball, right? No, I'm not starting with football, okay? I mean, we're going to unpack that at some point. We will. I'm not going to completely ignore it. It deserves to be certainly discussed and unpacked, just to say a couple things, but really want to dig in with John on what was just an incredible performance by TJ Altzelberger's team out at the Phil Knight Invitational in Oregon. And this looks like another Iowa State team that, albeit, you know, it's not perfect. There are flaws if you put them under the microscope, but they certainly displayed at that Phil Knight Invitational over the weekend, that this is a team certainly capable of getting back to a Sweet 16 and maybe even making more noise than that. So I can't wait to hear what John has to say about what he saw, and probably get into football a little bit for whatever that's worth, and he'll always get, like always, give us the rundown of what to expect tonight between 6:30 and 8 on the Cyclone Coach's Corner here on The Fan. So looking forward to catching up with John in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and I've got all sorts of audio I want to get to you. We'll start with audio from UNI volleyball coach Bobby Peterson from just earlier today. The Panthers, I'll give you more info in just a bit, but the Panthers and the Iowa State Cyclone volleyball teams both have made the NCAA tournament. So that's going to be really exciting to see how that all plays out. And I've got some audio from UNI coach, men's basketball coach, I should say, Ben Jacobson. And if time permits, got some audio from TJ Altzelberger and Bill Finley and Lisa Bluter. So a lot there, but we're going to start with Bobby Peterson and Ben Jacobson in that third segment when we get there today. After we're done there, we take the time, final timeout, and get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Monday edition of the show. All right, boys and girls, here's the details, okay? So many of you have participated in Pigskin Pick'em, and this past week was the sixth and final week of Pick'em, and this is kind of the dead week, if you will, between the end of Pigskin Pick'em. We've got the last game tonight with Monday Night Football. Good luck to everybody with your pick, and I'll come in tomorrow morning. I'll count them, and then we're going to know who's getting what advantages at Fan Frenzy coming up a week from tonight. It's a week from tonight, folks. Fan Frenzy at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. Had a great time there last year. Shout out to Jordan and his whole staff for they took great care of everybody and just helped us put on a really great event. And so if you did not get last week an exclusive email invitation to Fan Frenzy by nature of your high level of participation in Pigskin Pick'em or winning a week of Pigskin Pick'em, then what we're doing this week, we began this morning, so you're not, you know, behind the eight ball or anything if you're hearing it now for the first time, but we've got on-air keywords that if you're listening to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8, if you're listening to Dan Patrick or Jim Rome or Rich Eisen, or this show, you will get that keyword. You will be able to hear that keyword at some point during those shows, and then you'll want to go to 1650thefan.com. Go to the website. You'll see the Fan Frenzy post right there on the homepage. Click into that. There's a form near the bottom. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll enter that keyword that you heard on the air, whether it's out of Mark Simpson's mouth or whether it's a liner. That's what we call it. In the business, a liner coming back from a commercial. So that's what we had a lot of today, coming back from commercial break of Dan Patrick and Jim Rome and Rich Eisen. And that'll work that way the rest of the week. So it pays to listen. And if you do, you'll certainly be able to hear that keyword. Then you go to the website, you enter it. That's going to get you secure you your spot for Fan Frenzy a week from tonight on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. And the prizes that we have for Fan Frenzy are just out of this world. You do not want to miss out on a chance to win these prizes. And then, of course, it's going to be a great night with food and cold drinks. And of course, football, a Monday night football game to take in with our great game where you put your name tag in the box of what you think the when you add the score up, what the last number total is going to be, all the details on it. I know I'm doing a bad job of explaining it, but all the details are online at the website, 1650thefan.com. Long story short, just make sure that you're listening this week. And when you hear the keyword, take it to the website, enter it in the form on the post. You can't miss the post. And that's how you, if you did not get the email invitation, will be able to be one of the lucky folks who secures their spot at Fan Frenzy a week from tonight at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. All right. And then also, too, I'll be at Young Arena on Friday. Perhaps you heard the promo over the weekend or when I was gone late last week for the holiday. I'm going to be at Young Arena this Friday. Clark the Cub, the Chicago Cubs mascot, I think more importantly, Clark the Cub's got me by a little bit, I will admit, in the fame department. Clark the Cub's going to be there, so it's the Cubs, it's the Waterloo Blackhawks, it's a couple of our favorite things, right? So going to take the show to Young Arena. I've got a really sweet, I don't know what I would call it, like a bin? A bin that's just got a whole bunch of sweet Cubs stuff in it. We're going to do a giveaway of all this memorabilia that's in this bin that I'm looking at right now in the studio here. So bring the kids, get their picture with Clark, sign up for the memorabilia giveaway, and you'll be able to, of course, take in Cole & Company as well. I'll be there at Young Arena, as I mentioned, from 5 to 6. So we're looking forward to that on Friday night as well. So busy times around here, but that's usually the way it goes this time of the year. But really pumped up. Can't wait to get out there and see a whole bunch of you. So, yeah, make sure you're listening. Listening for those keywords. And you're probably going, well, Cole, why don't you give me the keyword for today? And you know what? I probably won't be as nice about it in terms of giving it right at the top of the show the rest of the week. But since it is day one and we've still got plenty of spots here, today's keyword is Sony. Right? Okay. Sony. S-O-N-Y. Like the 75-inch Sony 4K LED television that we're going to be giving away, because Fan Frenzy is presented by Hawkeye Audio Video here in Cedar Falls. And shout out to Kent and TJ for their great support and that great grand prize. Cannot wait to see the look on some lucky listener's face when we give that bad boy away a week from tonight. Keyword today, Sony. There you go. All right. So, got to dive in here. Got to make sure, try to stay on schedule. We're already behind, but area sports news and scores for your Monday. Metro High School wrestling teams in action tonight for the annual Metro Quad. It's being held at Waterloo West High School. Cedar Falls, West, East, and Columbus all competing tonight. There's going to be a ceremony beforehand honoring Waterloo West and wrestling icon Dan Gable. Many of you know Dan is a 1966 graduate of Waterloo West. And following the ceremony, the wrestling began, or I should say, it happened already. Wrestling began 13 minutes ago at the top of the hour. So good luck to everybody tonight over at Waterloo West for the Metro Quad. Both the Cedar Falls basketball teams are going to be in action tomorrow at Mason City. It's a boy-girl doubleheader, and the Tiger girls are off to a 1-1 start this season. It'll be the season opener for Ryan Schultz's Tiger boys team. The girls' game begins at 6:15 tomorrow night. And, of course, the boys' game will follow. 20th-ranked UConn rolled past Iowa State 71-53 in the championship game of the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland, Oregon last night. Cyclones suffered their first loss of the season. They're now 5-1. UConn is 8-0. They're really good. A foul-filled first half saw the Cyclones fall behind 38-28 at the break. Iowa State was just 3-13 from three-point range and was out-rebounded 48-19. Iowa State has entered this week's AP Top 25 at number 23. Houston is the new number one, followed by Texas and Virginia. Last night in women's college basketball, 8th-ranked North Carolina rallied to beat number 5 Iowa State in the championship game of the Phil Knight Invitational. First loss of the season for the Cyclone women, who are now also 5-1. Stephanie Soares led the Cyclones with 19 points. In women's college basketball, top 10 matchup yesterday, third-ranked UConn got the best of number 9 Iowa, 86-79 in the championship game of the Phil Knight Legacy Tournament in Portland. Iowa All-American guard Caitlin Clark had a game-high 25 points. Kate Martin added 20. The Hawkeyes are now 5-2. Despite each suffering losses this past week, Iowa State and Iowa women's basketball both still in the top 10 of this week's AP Top 25. Iowa State down 3 spots to number 8. Iowa down 1 spot to number 10. Iowa State football had its season come to an end Saturday as 4th-ranked TCU humbled the Cyclones 62-14. You heard it right here on The Fan. Most lopsided loss by Iowa State since 2014. Cyclones end their season a disappointing 4-8 and just 1-8 in the Big 12. Meanwhile, Wartburg football is preparing to host Aurora in an NCAA playoff quarterfinal game Saturday. This is going to mark the first time in school history the Knights will host a quarterfinal. 12th-ranked Wartburg is coming off a 23-20 win at number 4 St. John's on Saturday. Kickoff for that playoff game on Saturday is at noon. Wartburg is 12-0. Aurora is 11-1. Iowa State volleyball returning to the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones earn the 6th seed and take on Florida Gulf Coast this Friday at 3:30 in Gainesville, Florida. The winner moves on to meet Florida or Florida A&M on Saturday. This is Iowa State's 16th trip in program history to the NCAA tournament. 15 of those have happened under head coach Christy Johnson Lynch. And the UNI volleyball team faces Florida State in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Panthers take on the 7th seed Seminoles Friday afternoon at 4:30 in Minneapolis. If UNI wins, it'll play the winner of the match between 2nd seed Minnesota and Southern Louisiana on Saturday. UNI received an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament after winning the Missouri Valley Conference tournament this past week. The Panthers are 26-7. Florida State is 19-10. 11 UNI Panthers picked up all Missouri Valley Football Conference recognition today. Quarterback Theo Day, Benny Sapp, and defensive back Benny Sapp and place kicker Matthew Cook all earned first-team honors. Offensive lineman Eric Sorensen, D-lineman Christian Boyd, linebackers Spencer Cuvalier and Corby Sander, and defensive back Wu Governor all picked up second-team honors. Justin Piney, Bryce Flater, and Sam Schnee earned honorable mention honors. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, joins us next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
And it's sponsored by Progressive. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Hugh Freeze is getting another chance in college football's best conference. The 53-year-old is reportedly the new coach at Auburn after spending the last 4 years at Liberty. Previously, of course, he was at Ole Miss. Deshaun Watson has been activated to the 53-man roster and will start Sunday, making his Browns debut against his former team, the Texans. He hasn't thrown a pass since January 3rd of 2021. Melvin Gordon is reportedly close to a new home, expected to be signed to the Chiefs practice squad. Bucks right tackle Tristan Wirfs expected to miss several weeks with an ankle injury suffered yesterday. The Steelers and Colts meet tonight in Indy to close out Week 12. Houston is the new number one team in college basketball in this week's AP Top 25. First time the Cougars are ranked number one since 1983. Texas is second, followed by Virginia, Arizona, and Purdue. Free agent Jose Abreu reportedly signs a 3-year deal with the Astros. World Cup action today. Ghana top South Korea 3-2. Cameroon and Serbia played to a 3-3 draw. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's Zach Gelb. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. The Zach Gelb Show is back later at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, recapping all the craziness in the NFL and college football.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Monday Night Football tonight on The Fan. Coverage begins at 8 after the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
The Cedar Falls School District is proud to announce students Jack Beecher and Akshat Mehta have been named semifinalists for the 2023 National Merit Scholarship Program. Also, Elena Davidson, Grant Redford, and Cassell Taylor have been named commended students. About 95% of the semifinalists are expected to attain finalist standing, and approximately half of the finalists will win a National Merit Scholarship. To become a finalist, the semifinalist student and a high school official must submit a detailed scholarship application detailing the student's demonstrated leadership abilities, service to the community, employment, and honors and awards received. A semifinalist must have an outstanding academic record throughout high school, be endorsed and recommended by a high school official, write an essay, and earn stellar SAT or ACT scores. Let's congratulate these students, their families, and their educators in the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Colts and Steelers will wrap up Week 12 tonight. Indianapolis, a 2.5-point favorite. Looking ahead to Week 13, the Bears, trying to snap a 5-game skid, will host the Packers. Chicago opening as a 3-point home underdog, 43.5 the set total. Group B finale for the U.S. men's national team as they face Iran Tuesday afternoon in the FIFA World Cup. The U.S. needing a win to advance to the knockout round. They're a minus 107 favorite with Iran at plus 310 and a draw priced at plus 235. The over-under for total goals at 2.5. The Bulls coming off a 123-119 road loss to the Thunder last time out will be in Salt Lake City tonight against the Jazz. Chicago, a 2.5-point road underdog, 234.5 the set total. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night, chance for snow. Lows around 19. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 26. 34 Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 44.
This is the home of Cole & Company for the ride home. Weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
And here comes a wide open to Merriam Watson. Boom! Big dunk by the freshman out of Minnesota. Great little play there by the Cyclones.
First time they're beating the press and pitched it ahead to get their own offense.
As I was talking at the open of the show, what a great weekend, albeit it ended on a loss, but a great weekend for Iowa State men's basketball at the Phil Knight Invitational. Just an absolutely loaded field. And we've got John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network here on this Monday edition of the show to talk about it all. And, John, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Cole. How are you?
I'm doing great. My pants don't fit quite as well, but let's talk about the positives today, okay?
Okay. I'll stick with that. I agree.
That Villanova game, just to start, to back up in this Phil Knight Invitational, the three games that were for the Iowa State men's basketball team, watch that Villanova game on Thanksgiving Day in an 81-79 overtime win for the Cyclones. And you're like, man, what a great start. It was an incredible game to watch. And then somehow it got even better from there. But, I mean, I don't think we can get lost in the entire weekend. I think we got to pay a little attention to that very impressive opening win against Nova.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a very proud program, a program that was in the Final Four a year ago. And, you know, very reminiscent, that the whole tournament, very reminiscent of, you know, last year when Iowa State went in and beat Xavier and beat Memphis and really opened some eyes nationally that they might actually have a pretty good team, even though they were unanimously picked to finish last in the Big 12. And I think a lot of it is very similar to the way this last weekend went, and starting with that Villanova game and to show the toughness and grit and find a way to pull that game out, even after, you know, blowing a 15-point lead in the second half. And I think the look on T.J. Huckleberger's face when the game went to overtime really said it all. He had that smile on his face. He's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go compete for another, you know, 5 minutes and see what these guys can do. And, you know, they went out and played like it. So really a great win. And then obviously that catapulted them into the next day.
Yeah, and what a catapult, because it got them a win over the country's top-ranked team in the North Carolina Tar Heels. 70-65 was the final in that one. And my goodness, did the grill get fired up in that win? 31 points for Caleb. He was 7 of 11 from downtown. That ball was a heat-seeking missile out of his hand against the Tar Heels, and I'm sure the Tar Heel fans are probably still sour about it as they, you know, sit at the office on Monday. But we will sure take it, John. And my goodness, that was a lot of fun to watch.
It was, and you know, I mean, you kind of just had to grind it out again, and that's the way I see it's going to play all season. You know, if they're going to win games, it's going to be not necessarily pretty. It's just going to be a lot of hard work and toughness shown, and that's exactly what they showed in that game. And Caleb Grill, obviously, you got to have a playmaker step up and make plays too, and obviously Caleb did that in a huge way. And so really excited for him to have a game like that. He'd been due for one of those, and we knew he was capable, and, you know, it was just really a fun moment to see him do it on that huge stage. And then, you know, other guys had to step up and play really well, too. Jaron Holmes, who ended up being the Big 12 newcomer of the week, you know, he obviously had a very good tournament as well. A lot of guys stepped up. I thought Taman Lipsey really, really was good in that tournament, you know, and for a true freshman playing on that stage with those stakes and to play as well as he did, I was just super impressed with him. And so, you know, you got to have a lot of guys play well if you're going to knock off the number one team in the country. But the funny thing about that one is you look statistically, even though I said, and I mean it, a lot of guys played well, you look statistically, and other than Caleb Grill, Rob Jones, and Jaron Holmes, nobody else other than they had one other field goal in that game. And that was it. And so, you know, to beat North Carolina doing that, are you kidding me? So, Caleb kind of put the team on his shoulders a little bit offensively, but really a lot of guys did play well, and they kept setting him up, and they knew he had the hot hand, and they kept going to him.
John, and seeing how Gabe Kalscher had such a good game in that win against Villanova, 23 points for Gabe, and then, of course, Caleb, like we just talked about, with the 31 in the win over North Carolina, fair enough, you know, there's been critique of, is there enough in this backcourt? Is there enough perimeter shooting? But it seems like with what was added to the roster in the front court, that maybe that's taken just enough pressure off those guys in the backcourt, and they seem to have this mentality of, well, nobody has to force it. We'll just figure out through the flow of the game who the hot hand is, and when they figure it out, they do a great job of finding looks for whoever that guy becomes.
Well, I agree, and I think over the course of the season, you'll probably see five or six different players lead Iowa State in scoring on a given night. Mm-hmm. You know, I already have seen Gabe Kalscher and Caleb Grill and Jaron Holmes lead the team in scoring, and I'm not going to be surprised if that trend continues. And Oshun leads the team in scoring one night, and I think Jazz actually did too one night. So, you know, it's already happened, and it's going to continue to happen throughout the course of the season. And you know, they do have more flexibility and more options offensively. I think last year's team was really dependent on Isaiah Brockington, and they just needed him to have big nights to really have a chance. And if he and Tyrese Hunter were both off, you knew Iowa State was in for a really long night. I think that, you know, with this year's team, you can have different guys step up on a given night. And I think Jaron Holmes is probably the most important player as far as they need him to be consistently good. But I think on a given night, he can be their leading scorer, but I think about four or five other guys certainly can do that too. We've seen Rob Jones have a more aggressive offensive scoring mentality.
Yeah,
I'm super impressed with Rob and what he's done. I mean, he did not back down at all against North Carolina, and they're All-American, and that was just really cool to see. And so really happy for all those guys. They just have found a way, and this identity of this team is definitely blue-collar, and we saw that throughout the weekend.
And, John, what we also saw this weekend was great performance from Bill Finley's Iowa State women's basketball team, and then how about Christy Johnson-Lynch and the Iowa State volleyball team? They punched their ticket and got into the NCAA tournament. A lot of great things right now in Ames.
Oh, no doubt, and throw wrestling into the mix, too, and what's going on with them, and yeah, absolutely. It was really fun to see Christy's team qualify for her 15th time in her tenure, 16th time overall for Iowa State. They'll head down to Florida and play Florida Gulf Coast, and then hopefully the University of Florida. Got sent a little further away from home than they typically do, but excited for them and their opportunity, certainly. And then you mentioned Coach Fenley's team, and I thought they played great against Michigan State, and then played great for a half against North Carolina, maybe ran out of gas a little bit, but they certainly lost to a very good team there, ranked eighth nationally. So, and I have no long-term concerns about what happened with that game, even though they lost a lead in the fourth quarter. Lexi Winarski had fouled out of the game. She's their best defender. And, you know, I just feel like they're not going to have nights where they just go ice cold like they did. So, you know, I'm super excited for both those programs. Really, you're right. There are a lot of very positive things happening at Iowa State. And, you know, no, with football, Cole, we just got to get that figured out. But I don't feel like they're that far away, given what the way the games went this year. And we've talked about that a lot on your show. But, you know, it's not like this is a team that's light years away from being any good. Not the case at all. They're inches away from having a completely different narrative to their season. So they'll get that stuff figured out. I'm confident about that. And excited about the future of Iowa State athletics for sure.
If there is something to take away from that tough lopsided loss for football on Saturday, John, I think it's for the people who are the doubters of TCU that, hey, like, this is a special season for the Horned Frogs. They've got a special, very talented group that by all means deserves to be in that college football playoff. I don't want to hear anything about two-loss Alabama and whatever else might be out there from the self-proclaimed geniuses. Just watch a TCU football game. They look like a contender, to say the very least.
I agree, and they had all kinds of motivation for that game. And, you know, from an Iowa State perspective, Cole, it's like, hey, how often has that kind of a loss happened under Matt Campbell? Well, once, Saturday, and that's it. You know, I mean, it's not like Iowa State's experienced a bunch of those kind of losses under Matt. And really, they did experience a lot of losses just like that before Matt Campbell arrived. And so, you know, through the years, there have been a lot of lopsided losses. There haven't been, you know, Notre Dame, okay, yes, that game got away from them a little bit. You go back to Iowa, Matt's very first year on the job in Kinnick Stadium. Yeah, but those games were like, you know, 35-3 or 10 or whatever. They weren't, you know, 62-14. This is by far the most lopsided loss that Coach Campbell has had at Iowa State. And you feel like, hey, that was an aberration. That's not going to become the norm by any stretch. So our memory is long enough to know that there were plenty of games like that in the past. And so it makes you appreciate just how competitive these guys are. And now, as he says, you got to find a way to get those margins turned in your direction, because that's where Iowa State really wasn't as good this year as they were in years past, with little things like avoiding penalties, not turning the ball over. You know, a lot of the areas where they did excel to get good under Matt Campbell, they didn't do as well in those areas this year, and they have to get better in those areas if they want to get back on track next year.
John, before I let you go, Cyclone Coach's Corner from 6:30 to 8 tonight right here on The Fan. What's on the itinerary?
Well, we're going to transition to the basketball shows this week, Cole. Well, that was the whole plan. What I didn't know when I made the schedule is that the men's and women's teams were on the same plane, and they were going to get back at 6 o'clock in the morning games. And so, this morning. So, and especially since they play tomorrow and the next day, we decided to give the basketball coaches a chance to catch their breath and game plan a little bit. And so we're going to bring on Jen Malcolm to talk about the volleyball team and their progression into the NCAA tournament, their matchup, and the exciting weekend they have coming up. And then Boomer Saya is here to represent tennis. Iowa State has done absolutely unprecedented things under his direction, a program that used to be just completely more bound and now is one of the best nationally. So excited to have both of those guests on tonight. And then next week, we will officially shift into basketball here.
Sounds great, John. Looking forward to it. And we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Cole.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough as always to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break. On the other side, a lot of audio I want to bring to you. Speaking of volleyball, you and I, volleyball coach Bobby Peterson, met the media earlier today. Got some audio from Coach about the Panthers making the NCAA tournament. And then some audio from you and I men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson as well. Made sure to ask Coach Jake today, hey, you've gotten to see, you know, five regular season games plus an exhibition and a scrimmage. from your true freshman point guard, Trey Campbell. What do you think about the former Cedar Falls Tigers so far? So that, among many other cuts of audio we can get to coming up on the other side of this break. You're listening to a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa State men enter the AP Top 25 this week at number 23. The Cyclones are coming off two wins at the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland, including a victory over then-top-ranked North Carolina. The Cyclones finished the tournament with a loss to now 8th-ranked UConn in the championship game of the tournament, 71-53. ISU is 5-1.
There's a lot of positive to take away from this experience in this tournament. Certainly the premier event in the country, having the opportunity to beat teams like Villanova and North Carolina. There's still things to learn in those games, and so our guys will be upbeat. They'll be ready to get back to the practice court and embrace our habits every day.
That's Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger. Iowa dropped out of the poll this week after a loss to TCU. The Cyclone women dropped from 5th to 8th in the latest AP poll after a loss to North Carolina in the championship game of the tournament in Portland. Iowa falls to number 10 this week after a loss to UConn. This is Radio Iowa.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. You've searched for solutions. Now there's a way forward, because opioid addiction is not a character flaw. It's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It only happens once a year. JCPenney's cyber deals are back in store and at jcp.com. Through Wednesday, fill your cart with deals like Yes Please Diamonds and Gemstones, now $19.99 each. Or use your coupon inside the JCP app to save up to 50% on small appliances and cookware from top brands like Keurig, Cuisinart, Calphalon, and more. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 11/30. Exclusions apply. Jewelry excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whether you consider Ballkirk & Holm or another law firm to represent you for your injury, it's important to know what to look for. A common misconception is that any lawyer can handle any type of case. While this may be true technically, it is important to find a lawyer that specializes in the type of matter you have. When interviewing a personal injury attorney, make sure the focus is on how they can help you. You're the client and the decision maker. As a client, you shouldn't feel rushed into taking a settlement or feel hurried to sign papers with an attorney. If you feel an attorney's taking shortcuts, like making you get your own medical records or put up a lot of your own money, consider other options. As a full-service personal injury attorney, they should work for you. They should get the medical records. They should ensure all the information is gathered. And they, if they believe in your case, should put full investment of time and resources behind your matter. For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Ballkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen, however you do it. Thank you so much. Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. I'm your host, Colbert. Mentioned UNI volleyball coach Bobby Peterson met the media earlier today to talk about the Panthers making the NCAA tournament and their first-round matchup against Florida State. Here's Coach Peterson.
Just super excited to be one of the 64 teams participating in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we were able to get that automatic bid. So on Sunday, it was a lot more fun watching when you know you're in. We got in a little bit sooner than we thought we would, so we were definitely shocked because usually we wait a long time. We head to Minnesota. We face Florida State out of the ACC, a really good team. We've just started breaking down video, and we will continue to do that for most of the day today. Very big physical team and super balanced on the offensive side. They don't just have one or two kids that they go to save them. They're very balanced, so that poses a lot of problems for your defense if they're in system. So obviously the serve and pass game is going to be huge anytime you head into tournament time right now. So we're excited to get prepared. Obviously, if we would win that match, we would play the winner of Southeastern Louisiana and Minnesota. Our staff is very familiar with Minnesota. We've been there several times during postseason. We've also played tournaments there. It's a great facility for NCAA volleyball, so we're excited to be there. Their staff does a great job of hosting the event, so it'll be an awesome championship experience for our kids. So excited to get going. We will take today off of practice, and then we will get after it as much as you can this time of year on Tuesday and Wednesday before we head up north.
Coach Peterson was also asked today about what's going to be important for your team as they prepare for the NCAA tournament.
I think the biggest thing for us is just really working hard at staying true to who we are right now. You know, we talk about that. We go in, we are who we are. We're not going to, each match, we're not going to get better or change who we are. It's not the time to really work on being different. It's just taking who we are and trying to find ways to score. You know, that's how you do it. There's a lot of different ways to score in volleyball, and we just have to work really hard at being true to who we are. And that's one of the things we talk about. We have to have a little bit more patience because sometimes when things aren't working, we do have more in our tool bag, and we just have to be patient and start using some of those things as well. So we have a lot that we've worked on in practice that I don't think we have executed in a match time yet.
The Panthers' opponent this Friday, Florida State, features a lot of height in its front row. Coach talked about how they're going to try to deal with the Seminoles' height advantage.
You know, mentally, it can't change who we are. You know, we've played against, you know, maybe not across the line that many big kids, but we've faced many big kids. And you just got to find different ways to hit. You can't hit down. And we have kids that are very capable of hitting off the block and being able to tool. Part of that's going to be being in system to allow Taylor to get people one-on-one. That'll be a big part of it, too. You know, it's going to be really simple to be sitting there as a huge block if we're out of system. So that'll be a big part of our success for sure.
Switching to basketball, UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson also met the media today at McLeod Center. The Panthers got their first Division I win on Saturday, 83-76 against Northern Illinois. The win featured a career-high 30 points from sophomore guard Bowen Bourne. Here's Coach Jake on his talented sophomore who dropped a 30-piece on Saturday.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that in the game that he had on Saturday in terms of his development and seeing it. I also feel like in a lot of ways it's on a little different level maybe. He's been doing it since not only he got here, but he's been doing it his entire career. You know, having watched him play a lot in high school with his high school team, watched him play a lot with his AAU team. He's always been that guy. And you know, his role was different when he was a freshman. You know, AJ and Antoine out, so a freshman year thrown into it and has a terrific year, freshman of the year. You know, last year with the injuries early, coming off the bench, which was something that he hadn't done, and he adjusted to that and has a great January and February and plays at a really high level. And now, you know, the way our roster is built and with his experience, he's now a guy that's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. And he's wired to score, and we need him to do that. So part of the progression for sure, also really who he is.
Coach Jake, since he was talking about Bowen Bourne in that Panther backcourt, I asked him about freshman guard Trey Campbell, who started all five games for the Panthers. And here's Coach Jake on the former Tigers standout.
Man, a lot of things to like. His the pace he plays at, doesn't get sped up. You know, that can happen to anybody, no matter how old you are. But for sure, a freshman who has to handle the basketball. And then we happened to play a couple teams with San Francisco and Northern Illinois in particular. But San Francisco's got two older guards out there that are really good. And they were coming after us. And they do that with everybody. They didn't that's how they play. They pick you up full court. I thought he handled that really well. Right? He's been efficient in terms of scoring. Right? And he's is something that I think will continue. So I think his ability to handle the basketball, handle it against pressure, get us into some stuff. At the same time, we need him to score for us, and he's done a pretty good job of that. He's been efficient in terms of what he's looking for. I do. I think the thing I like most is he's got good confidence. Right? And sometimes it takes freshmen a while to find that confidence. And he's had it since we started playing. Right? And he's still got it. And I think that's probably what I've liked most. Not unexpected. You know, as I've talked about with Trey, I've watched him play. So much. Right? Just the opportunity to do that. I've seen him in so many situations. I off to a really good start.
Yeah, good stuff so far from the former Tiger, Trey Campbell. The Panthers, they're going to open up Missouri Valley Conference play this Wednesday night at Bradley, with the Valley now at 12 teams and a 20-game league schedule. Got a couple of these early conference games, and it's going to get going Wednesday night, as I mentioned, for the Panthers with a trip to Bradley to take on the Braves. Here's Coach Jake with the scouting report.
There's more that's the same than there is different. Once you get past the obvious of the roster, right, the players, and they've got now some of the guys are out with injuries. Montgomery has been out. Jayshon Henry has been out. Rank Mass just got back. And three guys that have a lot of experience and have played a lot for him. So there is a little bit in terms of the roster. But outside of that, Cole, there's more things that are the same. You watch them play, their transition offense, it's going to come at you fast, and they will shoot threes or they will get it in the paint. Right? That's the same as what they have done over the course of their time. What they do, they've been very good with their half-court defense, one of the best defensive teams in our league for a number of years in a row now. And watching them play, similar concepts. Similar in terms of really hard to score against in the half court. They play very hard. They play very physical. They rebound the ball both ends. Like, so the things that you think about when you think about playing against Bradley, a lot more similarities to teams of the past, even though right now they do have some new guys that are playing well, and they've got three guys that I mentioned. Now, Mast is back, but Henry and Montgomery were two guys that either going to start for him or heavy in the rotation of the top eight. So they are dealing with those things. But in terms of the scheme stuff, Cole, it looks like the team's going to get it. It's going to come at you fast. They're going to shoot early in that shot clock and take threes, get to the offensive glass, and then they're just really hard. They make it hard with their half-court defense. And they're a very physical team again, just like they've been.
Got a little bit of time left here. Let's hear from Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger. Of course, UConn. They jumped out to a 10-point lead at halftime and ended up cruising to a 71-53 win over Iowa State in the championship of that Phil Knight Invitational last night. Of course, that came after Iowa State had already upset top-ranked North Carolina, well, then top-ranked North Carolina, and a really, really good Villanova team. Here is Coach Otzelberger.
UConn's playing as well as anybody in the country. I mean, on both sides of the ball and on the glass, they're very physical. They can shoot it great defensively. They're very disciplined. They don't let you get open looks. They did a great job getting to Kelscher and Grill and taking away our perimeter looks. Just an impressive team, a well-coached team, and you know what? We've just got to be better. We've got to be more aggressive from the start.
Here's Coach Otzelberger on the rebounding discrepancy that went 48-19 in the favor of UConn.
Physically, we've got to be able to hit people. I mean, they were certainly intentional at trying to dominate the glass, and don't feel like we did the job hitting bodies and keeping people off the boards that we need to do. We've been the team that's probably been the more aggressive team on the glass in every game up to this point. So learning opportunity for us. Not only the frontline guys have to block out and carve out space, our guards have to rebound down and finish plays with two hands. Just didn't get that job done.
All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Eagles rushed for 363 yards on their way to a 40-33 win over the Packers. Aaron Rodgers left early with a rib injury. Mike White threw for three scores as his Jets topped the Bears 31-10. Josh Jacobs ran for 229 and a pair of scores, including an 86-yard game-winning touchdown in overtime as the Raiders took care of the Seahawks. The Jags shocked the Ravens 28-27 after Justin Tucker's 67-yard field goal attempt fell just shy as time expired. The Browns rallied to beat the Bucs in overtime. The Chargers used a late two-point conversion to top the Cards. The Dolphins doubled up the Texans. The Niners shut out the Saints 13-zip. Chiefs beat the Rams 26-10. The Commanders topped the Falcons 19-13. Bengals outlasted the Titans 20-16. And the Panthers overpowered the Broncos. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
We've done it again. NK Seeds is still the fastest growing seed brand. NK outperformed the competition, and we have the numbers to prove it. Across 48 trials in Iowa, NK25C9XF outyielded Asgrow products by an average 1.5 bushel per acre advantage. Bushels don't lie. Get more local yield results at nkseeds.com/harvest.
Crop insurance improvements? Yes, please. The post-application coverage endorsement, or PACE, now includes non-irrigated corn acres in new counties in Iowa. This product is only available to farmers who split apply their nitrogen. PACE protects you in the event that weather prevents this spring application. Farmers already know that spring applied fertilizers are the best option, and this eliminates some of the risk associated with that decision. Visit pacecropinsurance.com to learn more. A message from the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The college football coaching carousel is underway. After it was announced, Wisconsin would officially hire Cincinnati head coach Luke Fickell. It's never been a surprise to see a coach jump to a major program, but between Fickell's fresh offseason extension and his lack of interest in the Notre Dame job last year, the move seemed a little odd. But with conference realignment reshaping college football, coaches may be starting to realize their best chance to win now is to join a mega conference. Brian Kelly left independent Notre Dame for LSU. Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma for USC. The Trojans will eventually join the Big Ten. And Fickell's now off to Wisconsin. With an expanded playoff coming as soon as 2024, there will eventually be more opportunities for non-traditional programs to make the playoffs. But with the committee putting so much emphasis on strength of schedule and an abundance of fresh cash flowing into these conferences, the opportunity to take a marquee job at a power conference is proving too good to pass up. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up from 6:30 to 8 tonight. We'll join Monday Night Football in progress afterwards. The Indianapolis Colts playing host to the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. And for one final time as we wrap it up, today's keyword to enter at 1650thefan.com so you can secure your spot a week from tonight at Fan Frenzy at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. Today's keyword is Sony. Enter the keyword Sony at the website online, 1650thefan.com, and you will be securing your spot at Fan Frenzy. Don't snooze and lose. Go do it right now. Have a great night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.